In a ballroom lined with table after table of unique gingerbread creations, one structure captured the hearts of gingerbread fans. A replica of a tongkonan, a traditional thatched home in Indonesia known for having an intricate canoe-shaped roof. The gingerbread house, designed and constructed by the aunt and niece duo of Faith Ann and Deborah Kinton, took home the grand prize in this year's National Gingerbread House Competition. The honor comes with a check for $7,500, a trophy, and a suite of stays and amenities from the sponsor, Omni Grove Park Inn. Anne says that research of Christmas traditions led her to the winning design.
I was doing some research in Christmas traditions in Indonesia and I saw this home and thought that needs to be gingerbread.
The roof, made of gingerbread and a thin lasagna-like noodle called mafaldine, was quite heavy. In order to support it, Anne and her aunt had to learn a new technique called pastillage.
Pastillage is a mixture of powdered sugar and gelatin. It sets up really hard. So there's a piece of pastillage that goes from the middle of the support beams all the way up to the roof to support it. And hopefully it'll last because I wasn't entirely sure it would work.
Anne says her favorite part of the process was working with her aunt.
It's really special to me because I spent all this time with my aunt, and it's been nice spending time with her and creating something and laughing, and this is our third year working together, and that has been very special for us.
Youth Division winner Hazel Thompson shares Anne's perspective that gingercraft should be a family affair.
My sister's Millie Kate, and I have a brother who's Conrad. I'm 10, my brother is 9, and my sister is 7, and we made a team to enter in the National Gingerbread House Competition.
10-year-old Thompson and her siblings worked together to create a scene from the children's book, Little Blue Truck.
The title of our gingerbread house is Little Blue Truck's Christmas. The little blue truck goes to pick up some Christmas trees and he saves one and decorates it for his best friend, Toad.
Hazel says the hardest part was making a toad.
I had to make it out of gum paste and modeling chocolate. But once we got past the hard parts and figured everything out, it was really fun.
The winners were selected by a panel of judges that included a new celebrity judge this year. Yolanda Gamp is a cake creator known for her business and YouTube channel, How to Cake It. Gamp, who hails from Toronto, Canada, is also a judge on Crime Scene Kitchen and has two best-selling cookbooks. She says she's blown away by what she's seen at this year's competition.
Oh my gosh, there's so many different varieties of gingerbread. You know, we have some traditional houses, which are generally what people think of, but then we've seen everything from pirate ships to Fabergé eggs, a lot of Barbie-inspired gingerbread.
She's hooked and can't wait to come back next year and serve as a judge again.
I have loved this experience. I've been so surprised by the amount of effort. I mean, I know how hard this is. It's not cake, but cakes and gingerbread take a very long time. And just the sheer time and effort and heart and love put into these creations will blow you away.
Anne's intricate house and Thompson's little blue truck, along with about 200 other gingerbread houses, will be on display at the Omni Grove Park Inn in Asheville through the end of the year. For BPR News, I'm Laura Hackett.